It's Wednesday, October 2nd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. While Nigeria, Africa celebrated the 59th anniversary of its independence from Great Britain yesterday, the government has still failed to secure the release of Leah Sheribu, a young Christian girl who was kidnapped by the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram, reports International Christian Concern. Because she has refused to renounce Christ and convert to Islam, she is the only remaining girl of 110 girls who were kidnapped on February 19, 2018. Please pray that Leah, this brave Christian Nigerian teen, is returned home to her parents soon. Isaiah 61 verse 1 proclaims, "The Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." 70 years ago yesterday, Mao Zedong declared the People's Republic of China after his communist forces had conquered most of the mainland. A decade later, Mao had killed 45 million people. The communist regime still denies its people freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and has imposed a policy of forced abortion. Currently, China has detained 1.5 million Uyghur Muslims in re-education camps. Its crackdown on Hong Kong escalated this week when a protester was shot point-blank in the chest, reports the National Review. Unfortunately, President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "Congratulations to President Xi and the Chinese people on the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China," end quote. But Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri condemned the regime, tweeting, quote, "70 years ago, the Chinese Communist Party seized power from the Chinese people. Since then, its ruthless rule has resulted in the deaths of millions of its own citizens," end quote. In an onstage interview at the Texas Tribune Festival on Saturday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed the impeachment inquiry.
"This is a very sad time for our country. There's no joy in this. It's sad. We must be somber, we must be prayerful, and we must pursue the facts further to make a decision as to did this violate the Constitution of the United States, which I believe it did."
Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas reacted on Fox and Friends this past Sunday.
"I think it's hard to take Nancy Pelosi's call to prayer seriously. I mean, it reminds me of a pyromaniac with a match in hand about to set fire to a building saying, 'Please pray with me that the damage I'm about to cause isn't too severe.' I mean, if you're really sincere about that prayer, then put down the dang match. But Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats can't put down the impeachment match. They know they couldn't beat him in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. They're increasingly aware of the fact that they won't win against him in 2020, and impeachment is the only tool they have to get rid of Donald Trump, and the Democrats don't care if they burn down and destroy this nation in the process."
In fact, President Jeffress went further in describing what would happen if President Trump were removed from office.
"If the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, I'm afraid it will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which this country will never heal."
Pro-life advocates in Michigan are more than halfway to collecting enough valid signatures to initiate veto-proof legislation that would ban dismemberment abortions in the second trimester, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The state's constitution allows legislation to be initiated through a petition with 340,047 valid supporters that cannot be changed by the legislature or vetoed by the governor. The Michigan Values Life Coalition has over 200,000 signatures so far. The Trump administration's Department of Justice has come out in support of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis's constitutional right to insist that its employees follow biblical teaching. In a statement about the firing of a homosexual teacher in a same-sex faux marriage, reports LifeSiteNews.com. A Christian actress who lost her lead role in the stage production of The Color Purple after expressing a biblical view on homosexuality is now planning to sue both the theater and her former agents for religious discrimination, reports the Christian Post. In March, Seyi Omuba, age 25, was given a starring role as Celie in a production of The Color Purple, based on Alice Walker's prize-winning novel, to to be staged in Birmingham, England. While some believe that the character Seeley is a lesbian, Omuba disagreed, which led to her being fired. Her bosses were especially upset to discover a 5-year-old Facebook post in which Omuba urged Christians to quote-unquote tell the truth about homosexuality, writing, quote, "It is clearly evident in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 what the Bible says on this matter. I do not believe you can be born gay, and I do not believe homosexuality is right. Christians, we need to step up in love, but also tell the truth of God's word. I am tired of lukewarm Christianity. Be inspired to stand up for what you believe and the truth." End quote. Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16 says, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." And finally, looking to expand your family with some pets? Consider taking on chickens or goats. A study of gut microbes collected from Amish babies who are raised around a variety of livestock showed that they are much more diverse, in a good way, than the gut microbes of urban babies, reports studyfinds.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.